Hey! Wait, are you locked out? Oh shit! The wind chill is negative 30 degrees today. Come into my house. Your parents aren't going to be home for a couple weeks. They went on a cruise. They're island hopping, apparently. I wish I was. Fuck, you are shivering! How long have you been standing out here? 2 hours? I can hang up your coat. I don't blame you for wanting to keep it on. Please take off your boots, though. So your parents didn't tell you about the trip? You guys need to talk more. When did you last speak to them? Wow, 11 months ago? Then you probably didn't hear about their house getting burglarized. That's why they changed the locks. Let's go into the living room. There's an electric fireplace that heats up in seconds. Did you fly into town or what? Ah, an Uber from the airport. That explains why you are stuck outside with nowhere to go. Sit down. Why didn't you tell your parents that you were coming? You really don't have a good relationship with them, do you? I can see that actually. You are nothing like them. And honestly, that's a good thing. At least you guys can keep things civil. No, I don't live with mine. I'm just house sitting because my parents are with yours right now. I know. They never got along. But about 5 years after you moved away, my parents were getting older and they started watching the same news programs as your parents. And then they started to share opinions. It's hilarious, but in a dark way. It means that there are less topics I can talk to my parents about. Hey, have you been back at all since you moved away after high school? Wow. You weren't even curious about our 10-year reunion? I can't judge you there. I didn't even go. I might have been curious about it, but I keep in touch with all my good friends from back in the day on Facebook. And there are too many people that I have no desire to see ever again. Shit, that's right. I forgot how awful high school was for you. Honestly, I'm amazed that you stuck it out and you didn't drop out or transfer. Sorry. Sore subject. I understand. I didn't mean to bring it all up. So why are you back in town? Aww, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm hoping that the breakup was for the best at least. Damn. Sorry. Well, I see why you needed to get away for a bit. I hope that you'll be able to find a place to live while you're here. Do you have a friend that can look at apartments for you? Well, that's good. I had to live with an ex once, and we only had one bedroom, so we still shared the bed, even though we weren't talking. It was not something that I ever want to do again. You were smart to leave town instead of having to deal with that. Okay, I doubt that's true. That can't be the only smart thing that you've done in years. You know, I always thought you were a genius. Grades and school and all that shit, that doesn't tell you if someone's smart. You rarely raised your hand in class, but when you did, you've had these well-formed opinions, and you actually had something to say, something with substance. And you really made me think. I guess I was smart, but I was just a shallow teenager. I feel like the things you thought about back then were already just on this whole other level. Instead of giving any thought to existentialism, I was thinking about my plans for the weekend and prom and stuff like that. I want to say that's not true and that you had shallow stuff to contemplate too, but I really don't remember you talking to anyone or going anywhere. Actually, no. You were friends with that one guy. What was his name? I don't think he ever washed his hair. Nathan, right. Oh, damn. Now I feel bad. Well, I can see why depression would make him not take care of himself. Wait, I did not make fun of him. Fuck! No, you're right. I did say that to him. I forgot about that. I can't really excuse that kind of behavior, and I don't want to say this is in my defense, but sometimes my personality changed around some people. Not that it changed really, but that I would do or say things I wouldn't normally. I think I was with Hallie when that happened. Now I wish I could apologize to him. I wonder what he's doing these days. Oh, is he a citizen there? Wow. Well, when I think about it, I can totally picture him living in Japan, so it makes sense. Well, I guess you kept in touch with one person at least. You are still shivering. Can I make you tea or something? There must be something that I can do. I'm worried about you. You were outside in the freezing cold for too long. You're sure you're fine? All right. You know, even though you always lived next door, you were always so mysterious to me. I remember when we were kids, you didn't want to play or anything. You always kept to yourself. In the 18 years I knew you, I think you said less than 100 words to me. I kept trying to get you to play or talk or do something. I would try inviting you over. Yep, a true loner. At some point, I had learned about the Cold War. So I was thinking maybe you guys were like Russian spies that hadn't left and that your parents didn't want you near Americans because they hated us. Oh, you just laughed. Do it again. Because I liked it. There was only one other time I saw you laugh. Some dipshit. I think it was Kyle Everett. He was behind me and he snapped the band of my bra. It hurt. I can't remember what I said. I think it was... Yes, that's what it was. You remembered. Fuck you, Kyle. That's as close as you will ever get to a bra. I was so mad at him for doing that. But then I saw you laugh at my comment. And that was after all these years of trying to talk to you. I had never once felt like I'd gotten any sort of reaction from you or that you had seemed at all interested in anything that I had to say until that moment. Well, that reminds me. This might be a little embarrassing. Well, I told you how I always thought that you were mysterious. I wanted to know more about you. Like, were you hiding something? I couldn't help but be curious about who you were. You obviously had a lot of depth, and a lot was happening inside your mind, but you kept it bound tightly inside. Anyway, I took some binoculars, and I looked into your room. I wasn't being creepy or gross. I just wanted to see what it looked like and if it gave any hints into who you are. You weren't in there or anything. Don't worry. You saw me? How? Oh, shit. Yeah, I probably was right up against the window. So that makes sense that you saw me during the day. Yeah, at night too. I made sure to turn off my light so you wouldn't see me looking. I guess I was being creepy. I did it a bunch, and you were in your room sometimes. I just wanted to know who you were. Solve the mystery and all. No, I guess that wasn't all I was doing. By accident, I saw you when you weren't fully dressed, and I got turned on. God, I need to stop talking. You saw that? Huh. I guess we're a little even then. So, yeah, I intentionally had my blinds up at night and changed with the lights on because I wanted you to see. I just wanted to get your attention, maybe. Maybe I wanted to tease you. I just wanted you to notice me. Because, well, you were mysterious, and I thought that was hot. And I've always been a sapiosexual, and you seem like this genius who was also really mature, not like the other guys our age. I wondered what it would be like to be in your room with you, on your bed. I figured you might be asexual, though. You gave off that vibe. I couldn't picture you dating anyone, and I was surprised when you told me about your breakup earlier. Since I'm house-sitting, I went into my old room, and just by chance, I happened to use the binoculars again. This was the first time since high school. Your parents haven't touched your room. It still looks the same. The moment that I moved out into my dorm freshman year, my dad turned my room into a home gym. Yeah, seriously, they didn't move a thing in your room. So when I was looking at your room again, I thought about you, and I wondered what you were up to these days. I figure you were probably still a virgin who was most likely in academia, writing for peer-reviewed journals and hosting game nights at your house with professors or something. Yeah, that's quite specific, you're right. So, was I right about any of that? Game nights! See? I was totally right about you. Your hands. Can you even move them? They don't look right. I have an idea. It might sound crazy, but I've probably said crazier things to you today. When I've gotten into bed before and was going to have sex, my hands would always be cold, and I wouldn't want to put ice-cold hands on this poor guy, so I would heat them up. I tried rubbing my hands together, but that never really worked. Then I tried heating them up under my breasts, because it's probably one of the warmest parts of my body. Well, we need to do something. You're not warming up. Okay, I am going to take off my bra under my shirt. Okay. And then I'll stay clothed while you heat your hands up so it won't be too awkward. You won't have to see my breasts or anything, and I can guide your hands if you want so that you won't accidentally touch something that you don't want to. Figured you aren't really asexual, but I'm trying to make this as non-sexual and as least awkward as possible for you. Will you please do it? Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna take this hand and put it right there. And then the other hand, right under there. See, it's really warm, right? I told you. This will hopefully do the trick. So, I can't really think of what to say while doing this. It is a little awkward, huh? But I really did try to not make it awkward. Well, this is probably not going to help, but since your hands are under my breasts, kind of made me think about it. So, when I would see you in your room and you would not be fully dressed, yeah, with the binoculars, I told you I would get turned on. And I would touch myself. And I think those were honestly some of the strongest orgasms I ever had. So I'm letting you know. Oh! Well, that answers that. You were definitely not asexual if you were jerking it while you watched me through my window. I have to say, though, that makes me really happy. I really wanted you to see, and that's actually the reaction I wanted. I wanted you to enjoy what you saw, and I just wanted you to notice me, as I said. Oh, I'm glad that you had noticed me, and I wish I had known that back then. Because that's all I really wanted, was for you to notice me. I had a huge crush on you. Okay, so it was obvious. Yeah. Oh. Wow, it's so many years later, too. This is kind of surreal. You know what? I just realized that my parents might actually have the key to your house, because your parents have gone out of town since the burglary. So I wonder if my parents were watching your parents' house when that happened. Are your hands getting warmed up enough and we can go check? Well, yeah, it is nice and warm here, but here's what I was thinking. This might be moving things a little quickly. But you're cold, and I want to warm you up. And the best way to do that is skin-to-skin contact. Already warming up your hands. And maybe I could warm up more of you. I don't have my bedroom here anymore, but your bedroom is still perfectly intact. And no one's home in your house. So I was thinking maybe I could finally be in your bedroom. Is that okay? Really? Okay. Let's go. Oh, wow. So, there's definitely some of your room that I could not see from my window. And I finally get to see the rest of it after all these years. Do you know how badly I wanted to be in here back then? That was my one wish. I just wanted to be able to teleport, or I thought about breaking in sometimes. I know that sounds crazy, but I just really wanted to be in here. I wanted to pee in your bed, and I wanted to smell your sheets, and I wanted to, like, smell everything and just smell you, and okay, I need to shut up. So, skin-to-skin contact, right? We really do need to warm you up. It's for your health and safety, and because, oh, fuck, I really want you. I have wanted you for so long, so many years, and I told you that I started to think about you because I was house-sitting, but I've thought about you a lot more times than that, just because I wanted to know more about you. I don't know what it is. You're just so mysterious. I've just always wanted to know who you are. Okay, I'm gonna take everything off. Let's get you warm, okay? All right, here. I go under the covers. Come join me. So, let's cuddle for a moment. Oh, you are really cold. Oh. Well, we're gonna warm you up, okay? I promise. Gonna get you sweating. Gonna warm up your cock at least. You know, if I had known back in high school that this would be happening now, oh, I would be dying. I wish I could go back to my old self and... Good call. Shut me up. Yeah, warm up your fingers there. I'm gonna warm up your dick with my hand. A couple fingers are gonna do it. Just climb in there. Stick your cock in there, okay? Work up a sweat. Do some push-ups on me. Okay. I've wanted this for so many years.
you to get frostbite. You know, you're really beautiful. I've always thought so. Thank you for noticing me finally. You really did notice me then. Not just in my window. Thank you. You did? Why didn't you ever ask me out? Yeah, you are shy. Duh. Okay. You can ask me out now. Guess it's a little late for that. I'm gonna come too. Wow. Can't believe that just happened. You can't either. You really had a crush on me back then? So you would look at my window hoping to see me? Oh. No, it's not creepy because I wanted you to see me. I was hoping you would. I'm probably the creepy one. I was getting naked in front of my window for you. Oh. This has been the best day ever. Okay. True, I guess it can't be the best day ever for you because of, you probably have frostbite or something. But minus that time that you were outside, it's probably, yeah, it's still the best day ever. Aww. Do you want to go out to dinner tonight? Yeah? Okay. Because you probably don't know this, but I have a crush on you.